The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Kiss Your Life Hello with Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. This program is all about relationships from love and family to health and business. It's a diverse world of alternative thinking as it applies to your daily life. Now it's time to kiss your life hello. So here are Drs. Nair and Piper.
So, good morning, everyone. Dr. Vijay.
How are you?
Good. I was waiting for you to start. Well, I missed you last week.
Well, it's in the middle of meetings week, so I was very, very happy that you could carry on the show, and I know that you had a fantastic time with our guests, and it's been a fabulous book, The Language of Emotions by Carla McLaren. But before going into that, I just want to welcome everyone to the show. We have a fabulous lineup this morning or this evening, depending on when you're listening to us. And Dr. Hitch, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Yeah, it was a great show last week. If people can go to our archive, Carla, we talked about the language of emotions, and it was very, very powerful. I like the fact that we intermingle throughout the year in our show. We've had all different aspects of various doctors, researchers, authors, you know, enlightening our listening audience so that we can find that rebalance, that the homeostasis to the body. So I really enjoyed it last week, and today's show is going to be great, too. I learned a lot about myself through this book, so more will be revealed.
Oh, yes. And today's show, too, with our guest for the day is very famous in the field of Eastern medicine, particularly in the field of holistic medicine dealing with acupuncture and the thoughts behind that. So in a few minutes, you know, we'll bring on Dr. Charles Moss, and we'll describe what he's, interested in, his passion, and what he's been well-known for doing in this country for the last several decades now. But without much further ado, and we always do start with the session on here on Kiss Your Life Hello with something on current events. Dr. Hitch, do you have something current that you want to share with our listeners?
I have a couple of things, but I'm going to share this one now, and then before we close our show, because this will bring in our guests for next week. I want to talk a little bit about that, so I will save the second one. This is the first one. Americans get most radiation from medical scans. We fret about airport scanners, power lines, cell phones, and even microwaves. It's true that we get too much radiation, but it's not from those sources. It's from too many medical tests. Americans get the most medical radiation in the world, even more than folks in other rich countries. The U.S. accounts for half of the most advanced procedures that use radiation, and the average American's dose has grown sixfold over the last couple of decades. Too much radiation raises the risk of cancer. That risk is growing because people in everyday situations are getting imaging tests far too often. And there's an example over here. Like the New Hampshire teen who was about to get a CT scan to check for kidney stones, a little dyslexic this morning, until a radiologist discovered he already had 14 of these powerful x-rays for previous episodes, adding up the total dose. The doctor said, "I was horrified at the cancer risk it posed." So the whole thing is that we are getting too many, and the bottom line of this whole article was that we need to talk to our doctor. We need to ask questions. We need to be in charge of this. You know, the question says, is it truly needed? How will it change my care? Have you or another doctor done this test on me before? Are there alternatives like ultrasound or MRI? And this is we're going to have a pharmacist going to talk about ultrasounds and MRIs in a couple of weeks. This will be a great show, too. How many scans will be done? Could one or two be enough? Will the dose be adjusted for my gender, age, and size? Do I have a financial stake in the machines that will be used? And I know a whole story about that one, too. Can I have a copy of the image information on the dose? These are questions that we need to ask as opposed to just going in there and being like sheep and say, okay, you need an x-ray. Now, the other part of the article, and then Dr. Vijay, you know, your comment too, maybe even Dr. Moss, the fact that it's the powerful chest x-rays, it's the upper body, so if we had a knee x-ray or a foot x-ray, you know, it's not that too much of a concern. But these CT scans that it was in the chest area is creating a huge problem with too much radiation. That's a very powerful situation. And there was actually one doctor says, oh, that's not true. But more and more radiologists are saying, yes, we need to watch, we need to control. You know, you need to tell your doctors if you've gone to a different doctor before, how many scans have you had done or x-rays.
Well, I totally agree because, you know, that's a very important thing that even hospitals, you know, we have this thing that hospitals don't want you to know, and maybe one day we can talk about that.
Yeah.
And I do have some very good articles here on you know, about hospital stays. But this is one important fact that most people don't understand, that the radiation dosages in some of these machines are far in excess because, you know, somebody didn't check. It was a simple human error. So there's absolutely no excuse for that. But unfortunately, that's you know, something that we have to take responsibility for. But I also have something here that it's not just the scans that, you know, you need to worry about, or x-rays, how much of x-rays you're doing over a period of time. But hospitals, as you know, are fighting for survival. And the cutbacks from the federal government and from managed care plans have reduced their revenue streams. Now, throughout the U.S., the hospitals are closing. They're merging or implementing draconian cost-cutting measures. But it's not just hospitals that are at risk, but this corner-cutting also threatens the well-being of patients. And there are a couple of things that you need to know that, you know, hospitals don't want you to know. And here are some tips for what you can do. Now, this is a couple of issues that were raised here, but it's actually by Dr. Timothy McCall. He's a board-certified internist in Oakland, California. He's the medical editor of Yoga Journal and author of Yoga as Medicine, Bantam Publications. And Dr. McCall leads workshops and retreats on yoga and yoga therapy around the country and worldwide. But he has a couple of things to say. And one of the things he says about hospitals, and a lot of us know this, are that they're discharging patients quicker and sicker. And to save money, hospitals are routinely discharging these patients much earlier than they used to. So if they plan to send you home, be sure you have the support services you may need, such as, you know, visiting nurses and physical therapists, and their family members will be able to perform any duties expected of them. And the other thing is they've cut a lot of their nursing staff.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know how the whole hospitals, you know, it's run actually by hospitals and nursing staff because they monitor your condition, administer medications, and make sure, you know, the medical equipment functions properly. But maintaining a skilled nursing staff is expensive. So, you know, so hospitals have found it cheaper to substitute aides, many of them whom have very little, you know, bedside training. So you need to look at the nurse-to-patient ratio, and, you know, if that's not good enough for you, if you're in a hospital and you inquire about that, and you have to inquire about the qualifications of the nurses who are looking after you. So you want to consider having family members stay with you while you're hospitalized. If you can afford it, hire a private duty nurse. So there are a number of, you know, things that you can do if you're going into a hospital stay or you have a loved one that's going into the hospital. And for those of you who are interested to know more about that, please email us at info@kissyourlifehello.com.
A lot of information between what goes on in the hospitals, whether it's the x-rays or the CT scans or just the patient's welfare. It's very, very powerful.
Absolutely.
People need to know this information.
Well, I think we can bring on our guest. We'd like to introduce our guest. We have with us today Dr. Charles Moss. And Dr. Charles Moss has written a really eye-opening, you know, very, very filled with scientific anecdotes and studies, and it's called Power of the Five Elements. Now, Dr. Morse is an MD and has been practicing integrative medicine and what we call five-element acupuncture in California since 1978, when he established the La Jolla Clinic of Integrative Medicine. And this is one of the first integrative, holistic, integrative health medical clinics in the U.S. And the clinic was the subject of a text by June Lowenberg, Ph.D., called Caring and Responsibility. And this is a text that's been used in several universities in the Health Policy Studies Department. So, without much further ado, thank you for being with us, Dr. Morse, and we are happy to have you and your expertise and talk with our listeners today.
Thank you very much for asking me to be on the show.
We have lots of questions, so before I guess we're going to go on a break in a couple of minutes. But one of the first questions is, why the book? We always like asking our authors, you know, why the book?
Well, the book came out of the experience I had of using five-element acupuncture in my practice for the last 30-plus years. What I was seeing, and I think most people think of acupuncture as somewhat of a passive therapy where the patient comes in, gets needled, gets treated, and goes home, was that as I was describing to people what they could do to help themselves based on these ideas, the five-element ideas, they often came back and said, well, you know, the acupuncture was great, but what you said made a bigger difference in my life, and the ideas you gave me to make changes really were the key. So over the years, and I've been teaching this to physicians as well, I've organized the concept of the five adaptation types, which is a bit of a unique idea using these five element ideas, which are ancient and come from a time in China of great insight, to give people their own ability, their own control over how to manage stress, how to improve their well-being.
Well, we've had a wonderful time reading your book and doing the questionnaires at the back of the book because that actually identifies what type you are. And you go into a lot of details, not just giving you anecdotal examples of patients who come to you with all kinds of problems, particularly the mental issues of anxiety, stress, and you talk about the adaptation, you know, responses, and that each person has a constitution. It's very fascinating. And again, the book that Dr. Charles Morse will be discussing today is called The Power of the Five Elements. Power of the Five Elements, and it's a Chinese medicine path to healthy aging and stress resistance.
Before we go to a break, Dr. Morse, the difference between adaptation and acceptance. You know, I've been mulling it around in my head, and I sort of can figure it out, but can you talk to our listeners about, we have like about 2 minutes before a break, the difference between adapting and accepting?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think I'd respond by saying adaptation is an active ability to adjust to changing circumstances. One of the things that brought a lot of this together for me was when you read the ancient Chinese texts, they talk in terms of statements like, life is a permanent process of adaptation. And when you look at the current mind-body literature and all the research, it shows that adapting well to changing circumstances can be a way to define health. So in my mind, adapting is adjusting effectively so that you don't build up the stress response over a long period of time, and that's so damaging, and that's what leads to people having to get all their scans and hospitalizations in my mind. Whereas I would think acceptance, to me, is a bit more of a passive term, though it depends how you interpret it. So I think the adaptation is a very proactive mindset.
I was using as an example that when winter comes around, and winter is one of my worst seasons, and that if I have to wear a winter coat because it's cold out, I have to adapt to the winter time. I don't have to accept it, but I have to adapt to it. So
that's a great analogy. Absolutely. You know, it's like driving. You know, we all have the experience of getting stuck in traffic jams, and we can either sit there and sort of stew about it and raise our cortisol and
right.
different levels, or we could say, what a wonderful time to do some breathing and to think of all the good things in my life. And that's a good way to adapt to situations.
Well, when we come back from the break, let's talk more about, you know, what you mean by cortisol response and, you know, and how you got interested in integrative medicine. So stay tuned with us. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Step into a healthier you. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Jiva Supplements proves that natural products can best be used in combination with mind-body therapies such as meditation, Reiki, reconnection energy, emotional freedom techniques, and other life-enhancing practices to provide you with all the vitality and joy you need to lead healthy, fulfilling, and joyous lives. You can read all about Dr. Vijaya Nair's work by visiting jivasupplements.org. That's J-I-V-A supplements.org. Or call 800-517-7606 for a free brochure and information. Dr. Nair's and Dr. Piper's books are available through Amazon.com, major bookstores, and health food stores. Nose and sinus issues? Wash the tissues. The new Neti NasoPure all-natural nasal wash system. Your nose is your body's personal filter, so clean all those irritants with NasoPure. A clean nose will improve your breathing, reduce ear, sinus, throat, and nasal problems. NasoPure will reduce your need for medication simply by washing your nose clean daily. If you're looking for the perfect Neti, NasoPure is safe, comfortable, and convenient. The natural way to keep you and your family healthy. Try Dr. Hanna's NasoPure. Just follow your nose to NasoPure. Or call 877-853-PURE.
Experience higher love, an archangelic journey into ascended joy and authentic living.
Your hosts, Sri Ram Ka and Kira Ra, will assist you to open your heart, expand your love, and be ever present with true joy.
Your journey with Sri and Kira begins right here on the Seventh Wave Network with Higher Love, Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern.
This ain't your mama's brain and health show.
Tune in and get ready for entertainment and information about your mind and body that will really change your life. Primal Body, Primal Mind Radio is a sane departure from conventional thinking about diet, health, and the brain. Host Nora Gedgaudas will also combine humor and science to illuminate the mind and open your eyes to the principles of neurofeedback and diet, which can help you and your family live a better life. Primal Body, Primal Mind Radio airs live Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Kiss Your Life Hello with your hosts, Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. To participate in this program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to info@kissyourlifehello.com. Now back to Kiss Your Life Hello.
Welcome back to our show at Kiss Your Life Hello. Dr. H and Dr. VJ's way on the other side of the East Coast, and we're talking with Dr. Charles Moss, a very powerful book called The Power of the Five Elements. So, Doc, before we went to the break, Dr. VJ had asked you the question about the cortisol. We hear about cortisol, we see commercials on cortisol, we read books on cortisol. How does it affect us?
Yeah, cortisol is our main way to adapt to changing circumstances. You know, if we're going to have to run from a predator, and it's many, many eons ago, or actually I had an interesting experience recently. I was walking my small dog, and a coyote came up right behind us. And so I scooped up the dog and turned around, started yelling at the coyote, which didn't move, unfortunately. And after a couple of minutes, it finally took off. But you know, I went into this fight-or-flight response, which sure. I think everybody's experienced, where you increase your immediate stress hormones, epinephrine. But then if the stress continues, the next major hormone that your body produces is cortisol. Mm-hmm. And cortisol will continue to be produced in an excess way if we perceive that we're continuing to be under stress. So, you know, in my story, I mean, luckily the cardia took off and I was fine, but, you know, in other situations, if your experience is the coyote is still there waiting to attack, and that could happen from relationship issues or difficulty with bosses or, you know, a million different things in our culture, the cortisol continues. And cortisol has a lot of effects. It's really there to help us survive, and what it does is it mobilizes energy for survival. So it raises blood sugar levels, it mobilizes free fats, it moves blood from from the digestive tract to the muscular system. And because of all of that, if it's ongoing and elevated for a long period of time, it makes us prone to a lot of negative effects, including diabetes, and I think a big part of our obesity epidemic has to do with stress and too much cortisol. Increases risk for cancer, heart disease, autoimmune disease, almost everything we see in our current medical climate is made worse by elevated cortisol levels. So it's a major component of poor adaptation in the terms that I'm writing about in this book.
Now, you talked about the adaptation types, and it's fascinating to know about, you know, how you classify the adaptation types according to the five elements of, you know, Chinese medicine. So what are these adaptation types?
Well, I think the simplest way to understand them is the types are traits that enhance adaptation or ways in which we're prone to respond to stress poorly. And the types come out of the idea of the five elements, which were originally described in Chinese medicine as a way of looking at movements of energy both in nature and within us. And then the types are the behavioral patterns that are associated with it, each of the elements. So an example, let's start with the wood element. The five elements start with wood, go to fire, earth, metal, and water. An analogy is the seasons. The wood element has correspondence to the spring, and then on from there, fire is summer, and earth is late summer, metal is fall, and water is winter. And I think for most people, understanding the function of these elements through looking at the seasonal correspondence makes sense. So the wood element and the spring, it's a time of increasing what's called yang energy or expanded energy. It's a time things move upward from the ground. If we look at nature with new plants, new growth, seedlings coming up, it's a time of expansion, and it's also a time of sort of defining territory. So the wood element in a person gives people the capacity to plan and decide and to organize and also to control. So if we have issues around the area of control, if you're a wood type, then you can easily get into a maladapted state. You know, I have one patient that comes to mind who comes in with problems such as headaches and fibromyalgia and a chronic basis, and she was a person who had a lot of conflicts in her life and got into a very difficult situation with an elderly parent and conflicts with her siblings about taking care of her mother. And during that time, her symptomatology got tremendously worse. What she couldn't perceive was that a lot of the things that were driving her maladaptation were issues around control. And she was trying to control her family, control her, what was happening to her mother. And she really couldn't because of the situation. And by just recognizing that in herself and doing some of the exercises I have in the book, she was able to start to become better adapted, and a lot of her symptomatology got tremendously better.
So, Dr. Vijay, are you taking notes on this?
Oh, absolutely, because based on the questionnaire that Dr. Moss put at the end of the book, which is fascinating, by the way, and you take time to answer the questions, and, you know, and then you have a way of tabulating it. I turned out to be the wood energy, the wood type as a primary, and the secondary was the water. So what about you, Dr. Hitch? What happened when you did the questionnaire for your typing?
Well, what's really interesting is that, you know, at the beginning of your book, Dr. Moss, that you have the different circles and you have the different elements and the seasons. And I've always loved fall. I love the fall. I love the changing of the seasons, the colors. It's a little brisky in the air. Not so much in here in Palm Springs, California, but in other places where I live throughout the United States. Football season, the whole nine yards. And so I figured, okay, well, I must be metal because it's fall. So that's the element that coincides with the season. So when I did the questionnaire, and I'm going through the questionnaire, and son of a gun, I came out with metal being my type. And I saw myself, and also being a Libra too, so I'm looking for this balance. And I found myself doing the checkoff thing. Yeah, okay, I used to be like this. I'm still like this. I used to be like this. And I found, for me, it was a great checking off. It was almost like doing a personal inventory on how do I adapt. Not so much the acceptance part and letting go, but how do I adapt and what parts I do not adapt to. So I appreciate the fact that intuitively I already knew that I was a metal type. The questionnaire validated it.
Yeah, good. And the questionnaires is always, as you know, putting a questionnaire together is always a challenge in trying to look at something so complicated as people's patterns. But I think if people look at the book and they look at the score in the questionnaires and look at the top two out of the five and then read the chapters and see what they can use from that. Each chapter really has a lot of good advice on how to manage these different areas and whatever they...
Now, water was my second one, so Dr. Vijay and I are a lot alike with water being a secondary. So what we know what the primary is, so what does the secondary types represent?
Well, again, with the use of the questionnaire in as specific as it can be, the way I have people work with this is to, again, just extract out what makes sense for you. Because within the metal type, obviously there's an infinite variety. And one analogy, again, getting back to the seasons, we know we're in the fall, but each day is a bit different. So you could say, yeah, it's fall, but today is a little different than the other days. So the same thing, you look at the types, and if it's the water type as primary, for example, a lot of times the key focus has to be on building up a sense of trust and faith in life, because the water type tends to get overwhelmed or to have problems in a sense of with fearfulness and ability to sort of muster a survival energy. And they tend to need to work on those areas that they can be fine and that can connect and be see trust in the world and try to get out of a sense of being overly overwhelmed or depleted and work to build their energy up.
So being a secondary for both of us, which is coincidental, that's something we need just to take a look at.
Because there are traits in here, like, you know, you put it there when you're responding to stress, and that's very important, because when things are going all right, you know, you're happy, you're not paying attention to your body, you know, cues and your adaptive responses, but it's during the times of stress that you actually, you know, look at who you're really being and,
right,
you know,
right,
and how you can adapt and what are the maladaptive mechanisms that you have put in place. And so that was really fascinating. And you had some very interesting exercises here. Now, are these exercises everything just coming from Chinese ancient texts, or was it something that you have, you know, evolved and put together given your wide experience in integrative medicine?
I think a lot of it is what I took out of it. Excuse me. You know, some of the root of it, that it comes from the Chinese medicine, just like staying with the water example, where each of the five elements and five adaptation types has a major emotional connection. And again, water is about fearfulness and trepidation and being hypervigilant. And so what I did was I took those original ideas, I looked at the mind-body literature, the psychoneuroimmunology literature, and I saw the path or the connections between the two, and that's really what the types are. So going back to the metal type, for example, the patterns with the metal type, when they're maladapted, they and I don't know if this is true for you, Howard, but is to tend to withdraw a little bit, to get a bit isolated, sometimes is a bit of a perfectionist quality or rigidity. And the key, and this comes from the Chinese medicine, the key for what we call the virtue for the metal type is companionship, because the metal person will tend to isolate when they're not doing well, when they're stressed. They're not the person who calls their friends and talks about the stress. They're the person that tends to pull back. So being around other people that see your value is a way of getting out of a stress situation, and people that respect you and that you can respect will enhance that energy. So it's a blend. It's, again, the initial ideas of the metal and the sense of self-worth comes from the Chinese medicine. But we see so many things in current mind-body research about self-esteem and self-worth and enhancing adaptation and lowering cortisol levels, and that bridge was what really fascinated me when I was when I've been working with patients all these years, and when I did the research and put this together.
Well, that's very fascinating, and when we come back from, we're just going to take a few minutes off for break. When we come back on the break, we'll talk more about the research on allostasis and the fMRI and why that's so important to understand. Stay tuned with us. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Steps to a healthier you. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Nose and sinus issues? Wash the tissues. The new Neti NasoPure all-natural nasal wash system. Your nose is your body's personal filter, so clean all those irritants with NasoPure. A clean nose will improve your breathing, reduce ear, sinus, throat, and nasal problems. NasoPure will reduce your need for medication simply by washing your nose clean daily. If you're looking for the perfect Neti, NasoPure is safe, comfortable, and convenient. The natural way to keep you and your family healthy. Try Dr. Hanna's NasoPure. Just follow your nose to NasoPure. Or call 877-853-PURE. Jiva Supplements proves that natural products can best be used in combination with mind-body therapies such as meditation, Reiki, reconnection energy, emotional freedom techniques, and other life-enhancing practices to provide you with all the vitality and joy you need to lead healthy, fulfilling, and joyous lives. You can read all about Dr. Vijaya Nair's work by visiting jivasupplements.org. That's J-I-V-A supplements.org. Or call 800-517-7606 for a free brochure and information. Dr. Nayer's and Dr. Piper's books are available through Amazon.com, major bookstores, and health food stores.
What is whole person healing? Via body, via mind, and via spirit. It's a dedication to the widest selection of healing practices worldwide whenever possible. Hosted by Professor Rustam Roy, a noted materials scientist and the founder of Friends of Health, along with co-host Alison Rose Levy, a leading integrative health journalist and media initiative director for Friends of Health, who will be here each weekend with the most in-depth information about whole person healing from the world's leading practitioners, spokespersons, and major supporters for this viewpoint. Tune in every Saturday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, on the Voice America Health and Wellness channel.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Kiss Your Life Hello with your hosts, Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. To participate in this program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to info@kissyourlifehello.com. Now back to Kiss Your Life Hello.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. We have with us Dr. Charles Moss, and we're talking about his book, a phenomenal book called The Power of the Five Elements. Now, Dr. Moss, tell us more. What is this concept of allostasis, and why do you talk so much about the fMRI, and what is the research on this so important to understand?
Yes, when I ran across the information on allostasis about 10 years ago, I think a light really went on in my head. We all learned in medical school about homeostasis and the concept
right.
that when you have a physiological change, if you go for a run, your pulse rate goes up and all these other changes happen. When you're done with the run, you come back, your pulse rate eventually comes back down, your blood pressure comes back down, and you go back to the baseline. That's the idea of homeostasis, and there's hundreds of examples of that in the body. But the research on stress shows something dramatically different, which was so stunning to me because I had never heard this before. And one of the main researchers, Bruce McEwen, is at Rockefeller University, has written some really good articles on this. What was found is that under long-term stress, the control over the stress hormones, cortisol particularly, in the control areas in the brain, which is termed the midbrain, and the areas in the midbrain called the amygdala and the hippocampus and the locus coeruleus, there's all these different parts of the midbrain, reset the level of cortisol higher. So if you're under chronic stress, you end up with a mechanism that puts the cortisol level at an enhanced level for a long period of time. And if the stress disappears, it doesn't necessarily mean it goes back to how it used to be in terms of the cortisol production.
Hmm.
So we see this with traumas. And I started to understand why, when I had a patient who had early trauma in their lives, that the pattern that started from that trauma could still be seen 20, 30 years later. One striking example is a study on people with Alzheimer's disease. And it found that a significant number had poor maternal care as children. And the effect of that is to raise cortisol levels in childhood. And we know that the brain responds very poorly to excess cortisol. And certain parts of the brain actually shrink. For example, with depression, the part of the brain which is really the key to control cortisol levels, the hippocampus, actually gets smaller, up to 20% smaller in people with chronic depression. And cortisol is a big component of chronic depression. So the functional MRIs, which are a way to measure activity in the brain, started to actually demonstrate these changes in sizes of brain, not just size of the brain function, but activity of the brain function in different situations. So under long-term stress, the hippocampus, and this is sort of the core of it, it's pretty complicated but interesting. The hippocampus, it holds our what's called declarative emotional memory, meaning that it's specific memories of stressful events, mm-hmm. whereas the amygdala, which is the neighboring organelle in the brain, holds the emotional memories called implicit. It means something happened, but I can't remember what it is, but it's important and it's emotional, and it's often associated with anger and fear. Over time, with allostasis, meaning the price you pay to be under long-term stress, which is called allostatic load, the hippocampus actually shrinks, and the amygdala actually gets larger. It's called neuropotentiation, another radically different idea from what we learned in medical school in, 20, 30 years ago. So what are we left with? We're left with an enhanced memory that something had occurred that was stressful, but now we don't have the specific memory of what it is. So we go along with this allostatic load, which is increased cortisol, increased damage from cortisol, and a sense of possible anxiety, insomnia, depression, or maybe not anything that obvious, but just an inability to recover completely from previous trauma, whatever it is. It could be minor or major. It depends on how you interpret it.
But the good thing is that you can recover from long-term stress.
Absolutely. You have to be able to do the right work to recover and to recognize that this has occurred. And in the information in this book is one way to deal with it. The other things that any kind of psychotherapy is helpful. Any way of understanding your own patterns is helpful. Acupuncture has been shown another thing on functional MRIs that was stunning was the acupuncture effect would reduce the activity in the amygdala and improve the activity in the hippocampus, reversing this chronic stress pattern, which explained to me why I would see people after treatment, and I did a study in my own practice of what the most common effect was of the treatments other than treating their main complaints, and it was an increased state of calmness, which was really interesting to see that, and now that I see the part of the mechanism of it, is it actually helps to remodel the midbrain. So our brains are very plastic, and they're remodeling all the time. So not only can we get into a maladapted state, but we could, with the right help, remodel the brain back to an adapted state.
And you talk a lot about this, the knowing how, and you emphasize this a lot, the knowing how we intrinsically know the how, but right. We've lost it somehow.
Yeah, exactly. And knowing how is a term from traditional Chinese medicine, and again, the Nai Jing, the ancient text. And knowing how, and they use that term over and over again with a capital, knowing how, meaning that it helps us realign ourselves with our own ability to adapt. I think that's the way I've used it in this book, is if you recognize your pattern and work with understanding it, you can then regain this capacity, this power. And I call it the power of the five elements because it is a power. It's empowering so that you can adjust well to stress and changing circumstances.
When people have had some sort of trauma, some sort of abuse happen to them as a child, and they know something happened and it's created fear and anxiety, but they're not able to remember that. Let's just say that their memory is totally blank. This is the form of the excessive cortisol. I guess I'm trying to follow, because with excess cortisol, you know, affecting the brain, nutrition, besides psychotherapy, nutrition can actually bring possibly these memories back.
Well, I think that you know, the studies I've looked at nutrition. I've written a separate book on nutrition called The Adaptation Diet. I'm sure you know this, Howard, but there are definite things you can do in the diet to reduce cortisol. And I think maybe not specific to dealing with a trauma, but a lot of people don't do well because their diet increases cortisol, so any trauma on top of that is just too much for the body to recover from. So there are things you can do with diet, with an anti-inflammatory diet, with eating things that balance blood sugar and supplementing with essential fatty acids and things like that. And I think you can eat your way to more adaptation, in a sense, in a non-specific way.
Now, this is one of the few times that, you know, in when you talk about a Chinese text, you're going back to the ancient Chinese text, that you talk about the physical, the mental, emotional, and the spiritual aspect. You know, how does the ancient Chinese text refer to the spiritual energy? I mean, I know we talk about qi. Is qi the same as the spiritual energy?
Oh, that's a great question, and certainly worthy of many hours of discussion. If you look at the Nai Jing, which is the textbook of Chinese medicine, first of all, it's almost impossible to read. It's so complex, and it's not written as a text in the way we understand it. It's a conversation between the Yellow Emperor and his health advisor, and it's a lot of analogies and stories and hard to really grasp. But when we look at their concepts of spirit, it's a little bit different than what we understand. Within us is the life spirit. And qi is a manifestation of that, you would say. It's the life energy. Qi is a description of function in a way. It's a little bit hard to define it. It's defined by what it does, defensive qi for the immune system, nutritive qi to bring nutrients energetically to our system. Whereas the spirit qualities, each of the five elements has a spirit quality. For example, the wood element, and I think this is very interesting, and it's in the book, has a spirit quality of hun, H-U-N. And that means the hun is called the heavenly soul. Again, soul in a different way from in a Christian or Judeo-Christian sense. The heavenly soul, or the hun, gives us the ability to dream. It gives us the ability to have insights. It gives us the ability to rise up above things that limit us so that we can see our future, plan our future, make good decisions. And it's a way of being able to overcome obstacles. If the hun is healthy, we have that capacity to be creative, to be able to see where we're going. And each of the five elements has a certain spirit quality to it. The metal has the quality of po, P-O, which is gives us our ability to maintain our spiritual sense in a material world. Again, in Chinese medicine, there's a lot of yin and yang concepts. Mm-hmm. So the po gives us our sense of quality of who we are, and our inspiration, our connection to the heavens through breath. The metal has to do with the lungs and the colon. Each of the elements has organ systems connected to it. And so the way the po operates within us is it allows us to be inspired at the same time to find value in the world and to be in the world and not be in a cave somewhere and, you know, in as an ascetic, but to live in the world and be a spiritual being in the world.
Doc, before I go to a break, how can we get the book and can people contact you?
Yes, the book's available on any of the online booksellers, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. It is in bookstores as well, and people can contact me through the website for the book, powerofthefiveelements.com. There is an email address there, or I'm at La Jolla Clinic of Integrative Medicine. The website for that is integrativemedicinelajolla.com.
Mm. Wow. Great book. I learned a lot about myself. Another version of an insight on coming from a different angle, because I've never looked at it through the Chinese medicine viewpoint. And it really makes a lot of sense, and I really appreciate it. Thank you very much.
All right, quite welcome.
Thank you very much, Dr.
Thank you.
Moss. Thank you.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Jiva Supplements proves that natural products can best be used in combination with mind-body therapies such as meditation, Reiki, reconnection energy, emotional freedom techniques, and other life-enhancing practices to provide you with all the vitality and joy you need to lead healthy, fulfilling, and joyous lives. You can read all about Dr. Vijaya Nair's work by visiting jivasupplements.org. That's J-I-V-A supplements.org. Or call 800-517-7606 for a free brochure and information. Dr. Nair's and Dr. Piper's books are available through Amazon.com, major bookstores, and health food stores. Nose and sinus issues? Wash the tissues. The new Neti NasoPure all-natural nasal wash system. Your nose is your body's personal filter, so clean all those irritants with NasoPure. A clean nose will improve your breathing, reduce ear, sinus, throat, and nasal problems. NasoPure will reduce your need for medication simply by washing your nose clean daily. If you're looking for the perfect Neti, NasoPure is safe, comfortable, and convenient. The natural way to keep you and your family healthy. Try Dr. Hanna's NasoPure. Just follow your nose to NasoPure.com. Or call 877-853-PURE.
Experience higher love, an archangelic journey into ascended joy and authentic living.
Your hosts, Sri Ram Ka and Kira Ra, will assist you to open your heart, expand your love, and be ever present with true joy.
Your journey with Sri and Kira begins right here on the Seventh Wave Network with Higher Love, Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Kiss Your Life Hello with your hosts, Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. To participate in this program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to info@kissyourlifehello.com. Now back to Kiss Your Life Hello.
Welcome back, everyone. We had a fabulous interview for the last almost like 40 minutes with Dr. Yes. Charles Moss, who's the author of the book Power of the Five Elements. Now, one of the things that we saw that Dr. H is that, you know, and he talks about in his book is that you need to be the one in charge of your health. You meaning, you know, everyone. I, you, everyone. And this is an information you won't hear from your doctor. And we talked about it so many times. And but his take on this, Dr. Moss talked about, you know, reducing cortisol and protecting your health. And that was really a fascinating interview, wouldn't you say?
Well, you're right. Well, you know, you and I talked during the break in regards to how it's this seems to be answering a lot of questions with anti-inflammatory, not
right.
so much medication, but anti-inflammatories like curcumin or your omega-3s, you know, from your various different sources.
And even the fermented soy, we know now,
yes.
they all
yes.
reduce the cortisol because it explains why people on even any of the, especially the Jiva supplements and, you know, omega-3 and, you know, they start feeling happier and, you know, their mood stabilizes. And so it has a direct effect, the anti-inflammatories, on your cortisol level. And that's a very interesting, you know, connection that he's brought out.
I know.
Why diet is important.
It's a different version of what people have talked about as anti-inflammatories, working with depression, working with bipolar. And I know it's been successful because I've had patients, you know, actually get off their antidepressant medication on their own and with the way of their doctors, of course. And by taking the curcumin, you know, especially with the Jiva products where the nitrogen, the fermented soy and the curcumin is involved together, so the energy and also working as anti-inflammatory with the curcumin. And it's now it seems to fill in that little blank that it's okay, now I know why it's working so well because of how cortisol affects us. We see commercials with cortisol, obesity, you know, heart problems, you know, lower your stress. And I remember one time I gave a lecture and I said that 85% excuse me, of the patients that are in the doctor's office for all the different types of conditions, whether it's acute or chronic, are related to stress. And so the cortisol does so much damage, you know, to the body, but we don't take a look at it. And what does it do, you know, within the brain? And when he explained that over there, it blank inflammatories, for example, like the curcumin, especially with the Jiva product, works so well, not only on a physical level, but also on a mental and an emotional level.
Emotion. That's why we always say diet that can, you know, reduce the pro-inflammatory, you know, things that we eat, take for granted, like reducing high. He's written another book and how we normalize cortisol levels through the diet. And he talked about, you know, reducing the high glycemic foods, you know, that will spike your blood sugar and insulin,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, reducing the pro-inflammatory fats in red meats and the fried foods and baked goods, eating smaller and more frequent meals to keep blood sugar down, and even eating less of the common allergenic foods and identifying any food allergies. Now, that's very interesting because when you have food allergies, your cortisol level actually rises. And then, of course, you want to use the adaptogenic foods such as flaxseed powder, fatty fish, and fish oil supplements, the Jiva supplements, the curcumin, the fermented soy, and eating even broccoli. Even, you know, foods like anti-inflammatory foods also like almonds and walnuts, avocado, and spices, of course, like ginger and curcumin. It's fascinating, you know, when you see the connection, the food. We always knew Hippocrates, the father of, you know, modern medicine, said, you know, let food be your medicine. You know, I think that's a whole kernel of truth in that.
Well, this brings to the other article that I was going to talk about at the beginning of the show, because it's going to lead into a great guy. He was on our show a couple months ago, Alan Watson, and he has a book called The Serial, C-E-R-E-A-L, Serial Killer. But anyways, he emailed this to me, and for a lot of people, they may not know, but the advisory report of the 2010 Dietary Guidelines, okay, and this is done by the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Health and Human Services, you know, the old triangle thing of, you know, what foods to eat and we learn in school and stuff like that. Well,
mm-hmm.
This is interesting. This says there are 100 pages of transcripts. The word blood sugar does not appear in any of the meetings that they talked about. This is what they suggest. This is what they want us to take. They say cereal fiber, only cereal fiber, protects against cardiovascular disease.
Hmm.
Sugar is okay up to 25%. there is nothing wrong with high fructose corn syrup. I'm not making this up, boys and girls. I'm reading this from this article. Enriched and fortified grains provide important nutrients. There's no conclusive proof that we should rate carbohydrates by how fast they release sugar into the blood. Well, let's see. Here's another one. To lose weight, we must achieve energy balance by balancing calories consumed with calories expended. That means you go on a semi-starvation diet if you want to lose weight.
I think it's very outdated, as Dr. Moss was saying earlier on. You know, this is something you had thought about 30, 40, 50 years in med school. You wonder, hey, people, where have you been? You know, the world has moved on. There's so much more information.
So usually what I do whenever I've taught, you know, given a lecture in a college or university, you know, I'll look for the chart that they say is the food pyramid chart, and I'll open the door and I'll throw it out the door, out the window. Say, this is old information. This is old news. We need to take a look at this. You know, we have a problem with obesity. We have problems with heart disease, stress, cortisol, all this other, you know, conditions. And look at the foods that we're eating. Duh. So.
Well, people have to take responsibility. And you know, what Dr. Moss talks about, practice psychological hardiness. You know, you need to retain a sense of control. You want to commit to something bigger than yourself. You know, you want to see difficult situations as challenges. And, you know, and you want to eat the right foods.
Right.
So that's a very important thing. And I think it's, you know, it's time to take a, you know, say goodbye to our listeners for this week. When Dr. H, we have had a fabulous interview today, and I hope that our listeners thought that too. So if you want to, you know, contact us, please contact us at info@kissyourlifehello.com. So till next week, this is all for now, and this is Dr. VJ and Dr. H signing off. Take care.
And if no one told you that they love you today, let me be the first. Love you all.
Bye-bye.
See you next week. Bye.
Thank you again for joining Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper for Kiss Your Life Hello. We'll return next Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. Pacific Time, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Have a great week.
Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.